The point is that our life is always going to be full of exchanging information. We talked about it last week, how everything is about exchanging data. Exchanging data. Everything in this world is exchanging things. So this part of the arguments is exchanging information from one side to the other. So if now somebody starts an argument with me, then it means that I need to receive this information right now and process it. If Hashem puts the Ashgacha Pratit in front of me, I drive now in the street and somebody starts yelling at me. There's a lesson in that. I have to stop for 1 second and say, why is this person cursing me? Maybe I am wrong. Maybe I did something wrong. Right away you curse back. Or right away you're saying, look at this nutcase, he's cursing at me. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe he's 100% right. The point is that anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu presents in my life, it's a lesson. So much more so with relationships and people who are around me, that it's a situation that is presented, and the right person, in the right mind, doesn't react impulsively. He comes down, thinks. You know, it says a person that is smart thinks first, then reacts. Reacting right away is not good because you react with your emotions. You don't react with your sechel, with your mind, with your intellect. You react with my emotion. So a smart person is not quick to answer, rather slow to answer, think before you answer, digest everything. That's the right way of doing it in any type of encounter, is thinking first. And it says, Ezo Chacham Aroet Anolad. Who's a smart person? This one who sees what's going to be birthed. So a smart person says, if I'm going to answer right now, this individual, what I really want to answer, then it's going to escalate and become a big argument. So a smart person sees what a situation will birth and says, okay, I don't want to get into an argument about it right now, I'll shut up right now. Even though that I really want to answer right now and I have a very good answer, but I know it's going to cause a problem, and a person who knows how to control his mouth knows how to control situations. Because your mouth, it says that life and death is in the hands of the tongue. One word, an entire reality can change. One word. And one time just changing, just zipping it, quiet. You can save the universe.
Men are probably better at that than women.
That I don't know. I know men that cannot control their mouth.
I mean, women are more emotional, so it's harder for women.
Yeah, but men, in a lot of cases, are more ego-driven, and it's about the ego. And you step on my ego, I'm going to react. And a lot of people, not necessarily men. I don't like extinguishing between the genders, because both sides have it. A lot of men are also very sensitive and emotional. But most people are very driven by their emotion and by their ego. So if somebody steps on me, my reaction is to scream or to push him off. My reaction is not to be like, wait a minute, why is he stepping on me? You're hurting my leg. So most people right away react. And a smart person doesn't react real fast. He thinks, he processes the information. So, and the reaction usually comes with dibur, with the mouth, because this is the level how we communicate. We don't communicate with thoughts, and we barely communicate with actions. We communicate mostly with words. Action is not a good communication. I mean, sometimes an action is a way of communicating. If it's like a hug, communicating love, but in most of our communications with other people is by talking. I don't walk into a store and hug a person. I talk to him, I tell him, please give me this. And I don't go to a store and says, what am I thinking about? So you talk, you say, please give me this, or can you give me that? So the majority of our communication with other beings is by talking. So if I know how to control my mouth, then I save myself 50% of my problems, because my mouth gets me in trouble. And it's hard, because sometimes it's just, you know, it's so tempting to say this annoying thing that you know is going to annoy the other person, or really have a good comeback. And it says, Ezu a gibor, a koveshet itzro. Who's a real gibor, a real hero? The one who knows how to stop his yetzer, his desire to give a comeback. And it's very easy to do a comeback. And it's very easy to hurt a person when he's a little bit angry or a little bit upset. It's very easy. And some people, they have a very bad nature that they know to poke you exactly when you're in the worst place. So this is a very bad midah. And we want to work on our yetzer to know how to, you know, ipuk, which is holding back, is one of the midot that we have to really work on. I told you, we're gonna do a whole series about tikkun midot. The good midot and the bad midot, the refinement of character traits. And ipuk is holding back. And that's a very hard midah to work on, because it's you really need to know how to restrain yourself and to keep calm and not to react right away.
And not to hold a grudge after.
I'm not talking about holding grudge, I'm talking about holding from reacting. Because somebody will come and tell you something, most cases you're going to want to react right away. Now, I'm not talking about the positive things, that somebody comes and says to you, hi, how are you? Then the reaction will be like, great, how are you? If somebody now in the street, whether you know him or not, will come and give you a great hello, most likely you'll answer in the same level. If I see you now in the street and be like, hey, how are you? Most likely you'll be like, great! You're not going to be like, great. But if I tell you, like, most likely you'll be like, so, you know, kamayim apanim el apanim. What I throw out there, that's what I get back. As Rabbi Yehuda says, always be the first one who greets the person, and greet with a real positive, and the emotion should be like, hi, how are you? You'll get the exact same thing. You'll bring that emotion out of the person. So I always want to initiate the positive, and I have control of what's going on. So ipuk, holding back, is usually with something negative. That somebody says something bad, and I know how to, like, it's very easy to right away shoot.
At least you don't hold a grudge.
It's not about holding grudge. I'm talking about, for example,
you react, that's it, it's over.
Not always. Not always, because I can now go on the street and not do anything. And I don't know, I by mistake, I dreamt for 1 second, I was looking for the street name, and somebody behind me starts blowing the horn, starts cursing me. I can turn around and start cursing back, or start screaming, or just say, sorry. So it's not about right now holding grudge. I'm talking about a different scenario of just holding myself from reacting right away. Sometimes you can stand in a store and somebody is like, why are you pushing me? It's my I was here. You can right away say, oh, I'm sorry. Or right away be like, no, I was standing here. And you right away get into an argument. It has nothing to do with holding grudge. Holding grudge is a more personal thing. I'm talking about a situation in the street. You know, just Pashgaha Pratit, somebody sent me a video yesterday that caught my attention, because you see a person coming, and somebody, like, his car is parked and both sides are blocking him, and you know that's a very annoying thing. You can't go out, so he's going backwards and forth and backwards and forth, and then finally he's about to come out and somebody comes with a motorbike, and exactly when he goes out, and the motorbike, like, almost falls, and then he comes to him and knocks on his windows and yelling at him, and then you see a scene that he's opening the door and they start fighting and they go out of the car, and this guy pushes him, he pushes him, and the guy on the motorbike punches him and he falls on the floor, and then he gets up and he pushes him, and it was on the street, and a car comes and hits him and kills him. And you see the whole scene, how he gets arrested. No. And yeah, but this movie, this little video, comes to show that he sees that he gets arrested, and then he gets sentenced, and then he goes to jail, and he goes to jail for killing a person, and the last scene you see him in jail screaming, he's going to be now 30 years in jail, and then he wakes up, and he was just seeing what could have happened. Like I said, Ezdu HaChacham HaRoeh Et HaNolad. Who's the smart person that sees what's going to come? And then his reaction is like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. You're right. I'm sorry. And then the move, and the guy goes, and the video ends. Which goes to show you that sometimes you react, what can evolve from this reaction? So the smart person stops 1 second and says, what's going to happen with this reaction? So again, it's not necessarily with a personal situation that a person holds grudge. Rather, you meet all day long in these situations, and what will birth out of it? Now here, 1 second, I'm with you. Here, there's another problem with us, especially, that comes here also, another problem of Chilul Hashem or Kiddush Hashem. Because I can stand now in line, and somebody can now be just having a bad day and react a certain way, and I can be 5,000,000% right, and my reaction can cause either Kiddush Hashem or Chilul Hashem. I can now react, and the 50 people around me be like, look at this religious guy, how he talks. They don't know what's going on. They just see my reaction. Or I can act in a certain way, and the reaction will be like a great Kiddush Hashem. So this midah that we'll talk about, that is called ipuk, holding back, it can birth from it a great disaster or a huge success. So it's in everything. How I conduct every motion that I have has to be calculated. This comes from the midah of da'at. Because da'at is the mediate. It's like, okay, let me see the chokhmah, let me see the bina, let me see everything, and then I'll decide how to do it. I have chesed, I have gvura and tiferet, it's the middle, let me see that I'm not too much here, too much here. So, in anything, and especially an argument, I need to know how I'm pulling the reins of the horse, I need to know how I'm controlling the situation. And a smart person knows how to humble himself. Yes, sorry.